This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Porsche is one of the all-time great car companies with a long and storied history. It's also got a big, big problem. 85% of the people who buy its cars are men. So after 3 years of research and development, Porsche has rolled out a new model specifically designed to appeal to women. Kyle Stock writes about the new car and its target audience in the latest issue of Bloomberg Businessweek. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this thing, the Macan. It is, you write in this piece, a car geared specifically for female Porsche potential owners.
Yeah, this is kind of a touchy thing in Porsche HQ. They say, you know, we only make Porsches. We don't make cars for women or for old men. But they do acknowledge that women it's a demographic that they haven't done great with, and they want new buyers, new customers for this. And so they're definitely thinking about that.
What does this thing look like?
Well, the Macan is an Indonesian word for tiger. So it's tallish, but not as tall as other SUVs. Mm-hmm. The hood is really kind of the piece de resistance. It's called a clamshell hood. So usually in the hood of a car, you'll see seams running from the top of the headlights up to the base of the windshield. You won't see that on these. The whole thing is pressed out in one piece of aluminum. So it actually runs over the side of the car.
Which is exactly the kind of thing that's designed to appeal to the Porsche purists who might be upset about this thing existing in the first place.
Exactly.
You have a great line in this piece about the development of the Macan. You say its development was a journey from the Nürburgring test track, where they obviously test their things over in Germany, to the Whole Foods parking lot. They're going after the soccer moms and the upper middle class people with disposable income who want a zippy little car.
They are. Exactly. U.S. is their biggest market. China is their biggest market for SUVs, but it's very close. So those two areas are what they're looking at.
Is it working, do you think? Is it going to work?
I think it is going to work. Honestly, they're a little late to the party on this. The small SUV segment, the crossover segment, is by far the hottest segment in the market right now. And there's no signs of that slowing down. People love the size and shape of these things. In terms of luxury car sales, those are hot as well. So I think the only danger is that it takes some Cayenne buyers, some folks that otherwise might have bought the larger car. But then in the long run, maybe it makes some Cayenne buyers, you know, as people have a couple more kids, need something bigger, right, maybe they trade up.
Yeah, so they trade up. A word here about Volkswagen, the parent company. They are profiting wildly, it should probably be said, from Porsche.
They are. The companies have always been close. So the first Volkswagen Beetle was actually designed by the patriarch of Porsche. So they've always had a close relationship, but since Volkswagen became majority owner, Porsche is by far its most valuable brand, and this is a company that has a lot of brands, including Audi.
Yeah.
So 18% profit margin from Porsche, and that in the car industry, let alone at Volkswagen, is without peer.
Yeah. If Bloomberg Businessweek gives you a nice bonus, would you buy one of these for $70,000?
There's so many other things to buy, Kai. It's a heck of a car, I will say that. It was a sizable improvement over what I drive day to day.
Yeah, you and me both, pal.
Yeah.
Kyle Stock writes for Bloomberg Businessweek. Kyle, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.